Ding dong. Hello?
This is A Basic Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And one show was able to keep a secret this week, and it was Monday. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And we were saving this episode, or saving, like, yeah, basically this episode. We wanted to record a little bit after we saw the debut of Mercedes in New Japan. Which, have you read, like, any of the critical comments around that?
No.
Man, people be reaching.
Like, I heard critical comments going into it, and I was just like, I really hoped that they wouldn't be.
Well, what's
that they wouldn't exist so that all these other assholes who were like making up assholes on Twitter to be mad about before they even happened, like, wouldn't
I think
have
that's
going to be mad about, but whatever.
Well, the comments that I found funny were people who were just like signing up for New Japan, like for the first time ever. Yeah. So, like, all right, just signed up, like, excited to see what this is all about. And they're just like surprised to how different the crowd is there, how different like promos are going to be there. Women's division in general. So it was cool to see how many people were like signing up because they wanted to see Mercedes. But then when they're watching, they're like, why isn't anybody standing up? Why isn't anybody cheering for her? Like, oh man, this is going to be fun.
I don't think it's going to be a constant thing. People aren't going to tune into New Japan.
I don't know.
Because the present, I don't know. Unless they get a better, like, English distribution or something, or AEW and them, like, combine for a better streaming service. Like, it's just, it's hard to navigate. And I do this every year, so it's not like I'm not willing to do it to watch really fucking good wrestling. But, like, you can translate the page, and, like, it's just, it's a weird experience.
It's a little bit of work, but shouldn't we be able to see it on, like, Stardom's website? I know theirs was revamped.
I don't know. I haven't
Stardom
tried.
Was always Stardom like a headache for
I
me
want to watch, as opposed to. I mean, well, no,
but that's
that
what this women's division
amazing.
Is. It's the Stardom wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's talk about Mercedes Monet, not Monet, Monet.
Which,
like, money? It's, she says it in the song.
If you're gonna, the commentary should have had that note. Like, that's such a big reveal, and like. The biggest news of the week that you're going to have.
Yeah.
You should have known her name going into her entrance.
Especially once it was trademarked, too.
I mean, yeah, but you can trademark or read it either way. Like, at some point, talk to the person who's going to be coming out and say, oh, how do I need to get your name across in order to sell you on camera?
Did they say her name incorrectly before she told everyone what her name was? Did they say her name incorrectly before they heard the music where she just goes over and over, Money.
Yes.
Money.
Because they probably thought she was just saying money, because that's exactly what I thought.
Let's talk about the match, though, before her debut. And it was Kairi Sane, who I haven't seen since she's moved back or into that division, and Tam Nakano.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very long match, which... is par for the course for just like women's divisions in general. I don't think that's like the case for just like Stardom by itself.
Yeah,
but this is the first time that we've had the women's match actually on the New Japan main show. They're usually Wrestle Kingdom main show. They are usually like in a pre-show.
If involved at all.
There's tag teams, like, it's not really built up. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah, but not all short matches are built the same.
Well, I was going to say this match was short, but it was really sweet.
Yeah, like, it was a sprint. That's what they had, and they delivered the whole match they needed to. And because it was so short, I thought we were going to get another match with the debut, but we ended up not getting one.
Yeah, I mean, again... I was not staying up for Wrestle Kingdom because I know how long that pay-per-view is. Like,
I watched almost all 6 hours of it.
I hope everybody who just went in blind to this pay-per-view is getting some rest today. Because I don't know if they knew it was going to be that long.
That's exactly the way
especially
I felt
if
the
you're
first
just
time.
Tuning in for Sasha or for Mercedes.
Yeah, I'm sure most of those people fell asleep. I know Hector fell asleep at some point before the two main events went on, I think. I barely made it through the first one. The last one I didn't even finish. It's so tiring every single year, but it was so good. It would have been cooler to have another match or a longer match, but that's not the way they do it there. And like, that's just kind of the way Japan has always been, I guess. So we got to wait for it to progress in its own rate. But I liked that match a lot. I liked watching it. I thought it was a hard-hitting affair. Every bit as good as like all the matches that they've been praising Hikaru Shida and Jamie Hayter for recently. So,
and we got to see Kairi. Well, I got to see Kairi's mean elbow again. So that's what got her win.
Yeah.
So she's over here celebrating. Yeah, I'm the champ. And then that's when we get Mercedes coming out in her cool-ass gear. Headpiece, like just top to bottom, she looked great. Her hair was flames. Is that what that was? What was that?
Yeah, it's got to be the Eddie flames. I mean, there's nothing else that, like, I can't think of anything else that it would be. And the iconic image of Eddie and his flames, that has to be what what it is. I can't think of anything else. And if it is, then she's the biggest Eddie fan.
Right.
Like, it's not even close.
Well, she looked cool. She introduced herself. She is, again, the blueprint. And she's the CEO of this new women's division. Unfortunately, we couldn't find any of the press conference clips. But, she pretty much said it. She's going to be fighting Kairi at Battle of the Bay, I think is what it's called. Or Battle in the Bay. Or something like that. Or is it Valley? That doesn't make any sense. Well, they're going to be in San Jose,
which
in February
is the perfect. When she announced that, yes, come back to wrestling where people can cheer for, or where crowds will be cheering for you. Yes. I need to go.
I wish we could go. The crowd reaction here was very pleasant.
It was as big as you're going to get.
That's as big as it's going to get. And that's normal. So like everybody who was like freaking out about that, like, no, that's just their crowd.
Also, like, they don't give a shit about Sasha. She's nothing to them. It would have been more if, like, Asuka came back. If Asuka came back, like, yeah, you would have heard probably a bigger reaction, to be honest. But it's not. It would be just like if whenever Charlotte comes back to a promotion here, it's going to be huge. Or Sasha, I mean.
Also, this is the women's division here in Japan. I would liken it to that of Tony Khan's women's division in AEW.
The first year.
So
not talent-wise,
opportunity-wise. So like,
and consideration.
Just kind of like get used to that fact, because I know a lot of people were upset about Sasha leaving WWE, and I wasn't upset about it. I was mostly just kind of worried because, I mean, where else is she going to go that people are really going to respect and appreciate her?
There's no other platform big enough for her.
Yeah.
There's no other multi-million dollar company that is big enough for her. So chase your own dream, I guess.
This because is a nothing passion
else
project.
Nothing else is going to fit where you, who's going to fit you at this point.
Yeah. But what'll be cool, though, to see, you know, if we're going based off of her, just like her in general, that promo she gave, if she can really like turn, because technically this women's division is like brand new because it's the first time they've had the IWGP title for the women.
Yeah.
This is different.
Kairi just won it.
This is new. Kairi's an inaugural champ. So it's really cool to have Mercedes kind of be here when, you know, like they're starting to build it up.
Beat her for sure.
I think so too.
If they are gonna actually like have a division and give them their own show, they're gonna have to compete with Stardom, so there's gonna be like a lot. And I don't know if they're gonna share wrestlers or if they're gonna just if Stardom will be part of it or what, but we'll see where it goes.
I think she's kind of like the perfect person to bank on
to bring it more attention
for yeah sure.
They are going to have to do more stuff with her stateside, though. And that's, like, New Japan is doing more stuff stateside with New Japan Strong.
Yeah.
If, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, If Jay White becomes the champion on New Japan Strong and Sasha Banks is the champion on New Japan
Mercedes.
Strong, if Mercedes is the champion on New Japan Strong, that's going to be my go-to show. Yeah, they got some stuff that they could do real cool, which is interesting because all we heard about for years was WWE Japan or NXT Japan, NXT Japan. How are they going to like compete? They're not going to compete with IWGP. New Japan was just like, no, it's fine. We'll do it over here.
So conspiracy theories, like I really doubt Monet is going to be Saraya's partner.
I do as well, but I think she's coming here. The reason I doubt is she's going to be her partner is because it is in 45 minutes and we need to look it up, actually. That match might be in LA in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about that.
Because if it isn't in LA, if it's supposed to be tonight, Sasha's still in Japan.
You know, I can look that up. So the match isn't tonight and we're probably not going to get an announcement tonight, but maybe a hint.
I don't think it's going to be her. But I think she will be here.
In AEW?
If nothing else, at Forbidden Doors.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
And she will have a run here. Like, we saw Jay White here for weeks.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
When they were doing the lead up to Forbidden Doors. They had a whole month, like, lead up to that. So she's going to be in AEW for a significant amount of time. And we're going to get some good matches with her.
I was going to say, that's the only way I could get behind an AEW run for her. Because she deserves so much more. And again, I don't trust Tony Khan and this women's division at all. So, yeah, if that's the case, that'd be kind of cool, especially when she's talking about going on a world tour.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
fits into it.
I wouldn't want her to sit there like permanently, but do a small spot there with
because
the knockout.
Then it's,
especially if Mickey gets the knockout championship in 2 weeks. That would be cool to see if she's a champion at that point for them to go up against each other. Whether it's for a belt or not, just to fight each other and her to like go across the world, she's saying that'd be cool.
So when she's like this featured type of name, like she is the attraction.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been saying she needs to be. Like that's how everyone needs to treat her.
Yeah,
and
I wonder if they're gonna main event that show in San Jose.
I mean, that'd probably be one of like the better matches.
It'd be a crazy thing
between her and Kairi. Yeah.
I mean, who's Okada going to get within the next 2 weeks? It's going to be bigger than that.
You tell me. So speaking of AEW, though, there's going to be another. There's going to be a tag team, and it's going to be Jade with Red Velvet against Kira Hogan and Sky Blue. And we saw Red Velvet already starting to break off a little.
Did she leave when they were like standing in the ring last time?
She walked up the ramp because she's like, all right, she won. We're done here. Like, let's go. While Jade and What's-Her-Face are, like, celebrating in the ring.
Holy Bray Wyatt storyline.
Because it's been going on forever?
It's such a simple storyline. Just tell us get to the end point already, because you're starting to lose me.
I love, like, Jade's over-the-top acting. Like, it's very camp.
I mean, there's a difference between long-term storytelling and taking a long time to tell a story is a way that I read that phrasing this week, like within the last week. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because I love Bray Wyatt and I was so stoked for all this stuff, but every phase of this story has gone on too long. And that's what I'm getting from this Jade thing. Because like it's been 4 weeks already.
Yeah.
And it's one thing a week because of the way that the AEW women's division goes.
Yeah.
It's not like we're getting multiple spots or anything. No. So let's just get to the point already. You can't draw this out until Revolution. Get done with this storyline and move both of them into something else.
Especially when you have like two titles. Like, come on. Jamie Hayter and Sheeta, did we talk about that match?
I don't think
we did. But I mean, I watched it and definitely one of the better showings of Jamie Hayter. Like, makes sense now. Like, okay, she hits hard. But I love her working those catchphrases into her promos each time. Yeah. Love it.
You're such a hater.
I am a hater. Is that what she calls her fans?
Yeah.
Haters?
I was going to say, not the good type. not with a Y.
Oh.
I just call her haters.
Hater.
I like her a lot. I've liked her since she showed up. And I am glad that they know how to feature a champion now. And I think that she can get to a level where Tony was just playing up to a level as champion. That she can hold that for a while, or at least the division's going to start getting a lot more interesting now because that match showed it. And if that is the standard, like she said, it's going to be for women's division matches, it's a much better standard than we've seen in this company.
Well, you know, I'm hopeful, but I'm not going to hold my breath. And that's okay.
I really would like Thunder Rosa out of this company and in a WWE.
Yeah.
If nothing, I mean, even with Mercedes and New Japan, let her go there or somewhere else. Even back, like even to Impact or something, because
they're so rude to her.
Right. Like there was a poster that had all like these stars of women, and they were really good. Like, but there's a lot of mid filler in there, and you have Thunder Rosa on the bench, and you're just not gonna like put her on there.
I mean, obviously, there's probably like more backstage stuff we don't know about, perhaps, but I'm just going to go with I'm going full conspiracy theory that they just like really don't like her and are doing everything they can to bully her out of the company.
It leads into my conspiracy theory, so I wholeheartedly.
The Tony Khan conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else in AEW we want to touch on? I mean, we got to go to a live event.
Yeah, we didn't really get to see it. I saw it on Dark, Athena.
Oh, yeah, we missed that one.
Wrestled, so I need to go back and, or I need to go back and watch it on Dark.
But we got to see the tag match.
That, and we got to see Julia Hart and her presentation. I am finally buying into it. It's taken me months and everybody was into it right away.
Yeah.
And it's just like with the Malakai Mystical shit. I hated most of it, but like it was weird that it was a squash, but I think she's hanging out with the three of them has done her world of difference between hanging out with Varsity Blondes, because she's so much more interesting as this character and like I'm much more into this than anything that they ever tried to do with her before. And even in the transition, especially the transition into this, like it's way cooler than
well,
that stuff.
I mean, I was really digging her goth intro theme.
Yeah.
Very moody.
Yeah.
And
I think I finally get Anna Jay, and I will stop hating on her as much as I did before.
Okay, so a please explain to me and people who don't get Anna Jay, what is it that we have been missing?
She's a character worker. Like, that's the thing that doesn't come across well on TV, I realized watching her live,
mm-hmm.
and getting to watch her in person is like, so when you watch the Taya match, or if you watch that match, when Taya dodges, right in the beginning when Taya dodges Willow and then like shakes.
Yeah.
Anna Jay did the same thing on the ring with her, on the like ring apron. You know I love ring apron work. Like it shows that she's like actually into it and she cares. And like she did the same like little shimmy. And then like they were just doing like, for lack of a better term, thotty stuff. And if they can lean into that and be like the thotty tag team, nobody else is doing that right now. And like they're pretty girls, like they just walk around and like doing like the middle fingers are kind of over the top, but being that they're still aligned with Jericho, like it works.
Okay.
But them just being like not giving a shit about what anybody thinks about them because they're fucking hot.
They're like, so what if we're not good at wrestling?
Right. Like we're still winning matches. We're still climbing up the leaderboards. Like doing shit like that. We're finding ways to win matches. It would be great for that. And like
it
would give them
work.
More to lean into as characters. And I hope they do, because otherwise all they were doing before was just like tagging along or this whack ass like I'll choke you out thing. Like that doesn't make any sense. And yeah, it's kind of comical.
Yeah.
And it works here or there, but like every fucking week is kind of, it gets to the point of where Dark Order is just kind of boring and there. And
yeah,
everybody's asking why are we still doing these segments. When I saw her live, I feel like she does have potential way more than I've seen with like a lot of the other people that I shit on this podcast regularly. And I wonder where they're going to go from there. They just need to show more of that on camera.
Yeah, it doesn't translate well at all.
No,
but
not
what,
at all.
What a 180 you have made on it.
I'm not even that into it. I was just really into the show. And I still don't think that I'm really like that onto her.
Yeah.
But I think she has potential. I'm like seeing potential in somebody that everybody's been forcing down my throat finally. Like this has been happening more and more. And I like
Yeah, I was going to say like when at the start you were like open-minded about her for sure. I didn't get it, but I remember.
And then she was so bad on TV for so long. We'll see if she goes anywhere, if she gets anywhere better. But like, I've seen progress as opposed to like, whatever. I don't even need to go there.
Well, let's keep working our way backwards. Let's talk about Raw. So Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair had their women's championship match. And okay, I thought that sequence at the beginning looked familiar.
I haven't seen this movie, so it did not to me at all.
I was watching. I was like, it was silly. It was silly. It was good, like character ring work. But I was sitting there thinking, like, well, this is funny. What? But why is this familiar? And then someone on Twitter, everybody on Twitter posts,
within hours, everybody.
Yeah, within minutes.
Well, within like the next 24 hours. People who aren't even into wrestling were sending us this clip.
So yeah, basically it's the fight scene from Scary Movie 3 with Alexa playing the role of the ring girl from the VCR tape.
I was glad to be able to provide that context of there's a reason that she's playing the Exorcist girl.
It's the girl from the ring. She crawled out of the TV. That's funny. So that was great. The match was really good. I don't know if they've got like real beef with each other, but they were hitting each other hard.
That's what is wrestling's getting to be, that style now, everywhere.
And yeah, like Bianca was just really ragdolling Alexa for a good portion at the beginning too, throwing her into the ring posts, like multiple ring posts. People were saying that like Bianca was getting frustrated with Alexa, but I don't know if that's true. Like I thought, unless I have to go back and watch it, but I thought this was really good character work for both of them. It was really getting across, like, because Bianca beforehand was like, I'm done with Alexa. Like I thought I knew who she was, or maybe like not even trusted her, but she's like, all that's out the window.
Yeah,
she's done with her.
Like that promo from Bianca at the time, because it showed that she didn't listen to anything that Alexa said before.
But that's going to be her blind spot.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel like it was that. I don't know what they're doing with that part of it. And
okay,
it's weird because like, she's like, she's still Bray Wyatt, and like, no, she literally, that was her whole fucking point of the whole. That was the reason she smashed you over the head. It's not Bray Wyatt.
No, but that's so. I'll just jump to the post match promo that Alexa cut, and she said she was like, now Bianca knows that I'm the only threat to her. Like now she, like kind of basically said, like, I hope she gets this now. Like you're saying, this isn't about Bray. This isn't about anybody else. This is about her wanting her title and how like dangerous, scary she can be. So it's like another message to Bianca. And if Bianca doesn't heed it, well then, I don't know. I honestly thought that Alexa was going to take the title off of her.
Because we were in her hometown and it's
her home WWE. State.
Her home state and it's WWE.
But also just the way that this, because like you're saying, Alexa's trying to tell everybody like, this is like, you guys need to fear me. Nobody's doing it. So I really was thinking that they were going to take it off of Bianca, but kind of not just like forever, but you know.
Even at the end of this, Alexa can't win this feud with the belt because she doesn't need it. People will be more interested in that character and where that storyline's going without it.
Yeah,
Bianca,
that's true.
Is modern day Hulk Hogan. We don't need her to lose the belt. She needs to walk into WrestleMania with that.
See,
belt.
And that's the other thing. When we were watching this match, I was like, damn, Alexa's really getting worked here. She's getting thrown around. Like she's not looking good. Yeah. Like what the heck? But then the end happens where, you know, there's the flash, I don't know. What is it anyway? Like a moth?
Yeah, I don't know.
So that comes on. Oh, that's what it was. Is there was a guy in or somebody in the audience with that Uncle Howdy mask. That's Bray Wyatt's like nemesis right now. I don't even know what it to call it, but it's haunting Alexa in the audience. And so this is what I think, like, the whole, like, this is what we're waiting for, because Alexa's all about, like, putting on that story. And I was like, ah, okay, cool. I'm back in. Cause I was like, is Alexa really just going to get squashed like this? Damn. No, that wasn't going to happen. We're not, like I told you, Alexa's Triple H's girl.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
But it was cool.
I love the kayfabery of her with the dry blood on her face from the match.
Like, and then I had to explain a little bit of TV magic to you.
Walking around backstage with, like, blood drying on her face.
Waiting to cut her promo? Oh, man, yeah, yeah. I'm sure she was, like, waiting a very long time.
Because she wasn't trying to cut a promo, Byron. Byron just found that. Byron just found her, and he was like, oh, let me see if I can talk to this to her real quick.
You look like an extra in a Scream movie. Yeah. Oh, did I say Scream? Scary Movie. Yeah. But yeah, so Alexa saw the little flash on the screen. She attacked the ref. And then she attacked. Yeah, he rolled out. Then she went and attacked Bianca. Threw her against stairs. Like, she was, well, that's what, like, even before that, she started walking out of the ring and then went back in and started, like, brutalizing her even more. Yeah. So, yeah, this was, like, very drawn out, but finally. But, no, I mean, like, this match itself. Because, again, it had me, like, wondering, all right, where is this going? I was very much getting worked and sports entertained. The other match of the night was involving Becky. She called out Bayley. Well, before, Bayley came out to talk trash on Trashville, Tennessee, and she told them that they should all be grateful that they are back in the city where damage control was created.
They
are the city where damage control was born. And then Becky came out, is like calling out Bayley, and is like, oh, this is where it started. Which, nothing happened at that SummerSlam other than just a stare down.
Yeah.
And then Becky left because her arm was hurt. So, like, I don't know what she means by, like, oh, like, where it all started. Like, I think Becky's confusing her timeline right now, because normally she puts on really, really great promos. And lately they've been kind of like, I don't know. I know she's trying to be, like, clever and stuff, like calling out how Bayley had to have help with her whole runs and stuff, because, like, she, I think, because she didn't come up with the rest of the horsewomen at the time. But the whole time, because I'm gonna, like, over criticize Becky's promo, especially because it's against Bayley. But one, she had to hold down the NXT division. Like, it's not like she was stuck in NXT not doing anything.
You came up and jobbed. She, like, stepped into the spotlight.
And
you kept up a job for years.
Yeah. And even though, yes, we agree, Bayley had a rough start as well. We're not going to mention kendo sticks today, but Bayley did it all on her own. She won Money in the Bank on her own. And she had the smarts to realize, like, all right, I kind of got to, like, get down in the mud if I really want to beat Charlotte, which she did on her own. It's undeniable that Sasha and Bayley are just, like, the most dynamic duo in that whole company. I don't care what anybody says. When you put them together, it just can't be bad. I won't draw this out too long, but Becky's wrong. And then she's a dummy for taking on both Dakota and Io, yeah, in a handicap match, because Bayley was like, yeah, I'm not going to wrestle you. Go away.
Yeah, because we didn't realize that she was trying to hop on a flight immediately after that. Yeah, I was meh about this. Like, damage control. I was annoyed by this at the time because I think it had just been announced that Damage Control premiering had, like, 2.7 million views.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine squandering such a debut.
Yeah.
To what they've done with Damage Control. I'm like, yeah, again, I know they come back. They're champions. They've, like, they're still around. They're involved in main storylines. But what the fuck have they been doing? Like, you realize the way you're booking the Bloodline now as, yeah, NWO, Damage Control could have been that with your women's division 3 fucking months ago.
Oh, but Roman wouldn't let that happen.
It's ridiculous. Like, yeah, the only thing, the only reason I give a shit about the Bloodline, or have ever given a shit about the Bloodline, is now that you're booking him as NWO. And that's well, because I want
Sammy.
Them, I want them to all lose, though. Even Sammy, because yeah. he's thrown in with them. Like,
but no, but that's the reason I why it's like, all get I think beat, at the level
I'm,
it is.
Like, I'm buying into it as kayfabe, just like I was when I was a kid, buying into WCW versus NWO. And I much would have rather have been that, buying into the women's, like, these baby yeah. faces that I didn't give a shit about in the women's division at all. Once Damage Control keeps on doing this for like 3 or 4 months, they could have been doing getting to the point now where they're starting to get beat, or now where like
yeah.
the rest of the women's division is fed up and doing what they did on Monday with the men against the Bloodline to Damage Control.
Yeah.
But instead, let's just let them squander and kind of 50-50 book them here for the next 3 months and not really do anything with this amazing debut that they had.
So the other part of Becky's promo, again, I'm just at this point, she's kind of an unreliable narrator because she can't get her timeline straight. But she was talking about how, oh, Damage Control, like, yeah, you guys are together now, but like in due time, one of you is going to turn. And I don't know, people were taking EO celebrating on the ramp alone as that. I don't know, maybe it's like foreshadowing EO. Eventually breaking off, but the again,
all three of them have turned on their
all turn on each other at once.
Yeah, all three of them have turned on their like respective tag teams.
Oh, I see
like
what you're saying.
Confidants.
Yeah, so true, true.
I wonder how it's gonna end up going.
So, with all
three
history,
of them should turn down on each other. It'd be hilarious.
Just history recap: EO turned against Candace, Dakota against Tegan, and Bailey against Sasha. Right? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, who that would be, I know Becky's telling us like, okay, this is going to eventually crack. But what if it doesn't? What from there do like from where do we go there?
That
did not make any
sense. So squandered. I would just crack it at this point. But I mean, they're going to draw it out for another 2 months probably. We probably won't have any of that until WrestleMania.
Well, Royal Rumble, we haven't gotten any other like singles matches. Well, I guess it's still too early. I don't know. Isn't it in like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's coming up. So we should at least get some singles matches announced maybe.
They're doing qualifiers, but it's weird because you also have like
Kofi for the
comes
women?
Out. Well, for the men.
Yeah.
Kofi came out 2 weeks ago and was like, I'm in the Royal Rumble. And then this week they're having a qualifier match for the men. So like, I don't know what and if they're going to have the women do anything or it's just like,
nah, well, they're just going to have a normal
women.
Rumble.
Let's have them show up.
Yeah. Hey,
can we get any legends back? Beth Phoenix is still
wanting
to do spots,
you know what?
Right?
Is fine. but they usually have championship matches at Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
So I'm sure we're going to get Bianca and Alexa. I think that's going to happen.
Probably some sort of stipulation match as well, because Bray's fighting in a pitch black match at Royal Rumble.
Or not, and just have a tag team match. I don't know if there's enough tag teams right now on the main roster to have one.
I could see in the next 3 weeks Ronda and Shayna going after the tag team
belts.
Yeah,
okay.
That could happen.
Okay, that one would make sense. And then, well, let's talk about SmackDown. Okay. So it's a championship match, right? Between Ronda and Raquel. And we love Raquel and her work. Not everybody else has really gotten it, but it's okay. This match was probably the best one that I've ever seen Ronda in.
Yeah.
And we all know.
I wouldn't go that far.
Since her
There's
return.
Just so much.
Since her return.
Maybe.
This run. Because even then, I didn't like any of her matches that weren't.
The belt back.
I didn't like any of her matches that weren't Bailey or Sasha because no one else could make her look that good. This time around, though, this match against Raquel, it went longer than 10 minutes because.
Yeah.
Like Ronda's totally like 1 minute man. And she actually was, I mean, there was a couple of like weird parts of it, but overall, like it was good. And then like they're selling Raquel's arm. she's doing like all this magnificent stuff on like her injured elbow, like her it's not a chingona bum anymore. It's called the hanabum. Mm-hmm. She is like lifting her up, and it was cool. It was like a total like grudge match there.
It was built. It was a good match built on the strength of
Raquel. Because that was the other cool part.
Only that. Because, like, Ronda, if I could criticize anything, it's Ronda sucks. And that's because, like, how bland she is.
Yeah.
Blanda is a appropriate moniker for her. Because every time that she got to, like, try and taunt, all she did was flex her arm.
Yeah.
Like, is that really the one thing you could do? Because that's how video games are programmed. Because
she's a boomer.
You can program one taunt into them because you can only have so many lines of code. Wait
a
minute.
Isn't she a video game character? Isn't that what that commercial is?
Whatever. There's only so many lines of code, and so you only have one taunt, but you're a person. So you can use the processor in your brain to actually think of multiple things to do, even if it's just yelling at your opponent. But no, you're a robot, so you can't. Anyways, Raquel showed up really good. That match was really fantastic.
So I was going to your point, because Ronda did have to repeat the same thing a couple of times. Because that's the thing. It's like she's just not really diverse. And she's not, she just doesn't have like a good bag of tricks, basically. But one cool thing was her standing on top of on top of Raquel's shoulders in her submission hold. That was pretty cool.
And the ending was super creative.
Yeah.
Whoever thought of that was real good.
So basically, they're on the turnbuckle. Raquel has Ronda on her shoulders. She's in a submission hold. Raquel is. And she just falls back, which I thought would have hurt Ronda more, but she held on. The fact that she held on is what Raquel just started tapping at right away. She's like, all right. Like, that's it. That's all she could take. And it was cool because it actually, like, felt complete. Right. And then
the best thing in the last month has happened on John Cena Day.
What a truly happy magical John day. Cena Day. Like, we get the return of Charlotte Flair. So I don't know the name of the song, but the one from Space Odyssey plays. And I knew it was her, and I was like, oh, new theme music. So she's out. New song, new hair, new gear. The feathers are gone for now.
That gear is so cool. Oh,
man, she looked good.
You spoiled it for yourself.
I did spoil it for myself. But I did not spoil for myself that there was going to be a match that night.
You also did not spoil it for me.
Nope.
And of all the guesses that I kept throwing out, Charlotte wasn't even one of them. I'm thinking about it now.
Because we've been seeing her on vacation.
So fucking far gone from mine. And I've been saying every week, I want Charlotte back. Charlotte can save this division. And I didn't even think about that. Because I'm so excited that she's
back. Yeah. It was a true surprise.
So happy.
It's a true John Cena miracle.
Yeah. And see that crowd pop for her too.
Yeah. Like, oh, that was the best part.
Obviously the pop
part.
For her return, but no, that the best part
the
was.
The best part was the end. But yes. The pop for her coming back. Oh man, everyone hates this Ronda Reign of Terror. And so they're like, oh, thank goodness. Finally, some hope.
They're like, yes, the one thing that is certain to end is dumb bitch.
There's no denying that. That's for sure. So she gets in the ring. Ronda's fumbling over her words. She's like, let me guess. You want a challenge at SummerSlam? Oh, wait. It's actually Royal Rumble.
The funny thing is that's almost a word for word impression of what she said.
My Ronda impression's getting kind of better. So Shayna is just like, what are you doing? Shut up. And Charlotte was like, no.
Shayna's been here. She's like, no, you were on baby duty. Charlotte gets whatever.
Charlotte gets whatever she wants. Also, she didn't have a baby. She's just been training.
She's like, Charlotte has been here for 10 seconds and not have gold. She will have it in the next 20 if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
And Rhonda's like, Charlotte's the one that's saying, no, you're wrong. I want my challenge tonight. And Rhonda's like, fine. And Shayna's like, no. Like you just nearly got killed by Raquel. So the, oh man, that big boot that Charlotte delivered to Rhonda's face was just so satisfying. She was waiting because, you know, Rhonda's like, all right, fine, ref, here's my title. And Charlotte's just gearing up for it. And I was like, oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. And yeah, she slammed the crap out of her face, speared her.
Yeah.
And
took care of Shayna.
And won the title. It's over. She even got to walk into the crowd. She had her moment because everyone was on their feet. Everyone was that rejoicing.
Was the best part.
That was the best part.
I never in my life thought I would see a crowd cheer for a Charlotte Flair win.
I'm glad that everyone has come around.
The thing that sucks is I think by Friday, it's going to come back around. Yeah. And she's going to get booed so hard walking into that building. Because she's
probably
going to
go heel.
Which, even if she doesn't, she's still going to get booed so hard walking into that building to the point where she's going to have to go heel. But she got that one moment. Yeah. Nobody will ever be able to take the moment of her being a babyface with that title. She almost picked up that kid and fucking kissed him. Like, she's like, no way, you're not a baby.
No, and this is why I can't really tell if she's going to come back like going with this, you know, a support that she has, or just like flipping on it and be like, yeah, whatever, you guys all suck anyway. No, because her face wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
She honestly looked confused. She looked like, I've never done this before. She's like, you know, pageant waving awkwardly. She like pulled her fist back at a kid who wanted a high fiver, and she's like, oh shit, no, high five, what?
It's like the Homelander gift.
It was like every villain's, not dream come true, but like dream that happens, and like even as a dream, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was cool. I was excited. I don't even care if she's like at this. I just wanted this title to be off of Rhonda. I'm sure, like now you're saying, her and Shayna probably go after tag titles, which whatever. Maybe now that we have a professional back here, we can really see this SmackDown women's division take off. Honestly, I'm not like being sarcastic here.
Better than to pull Shotzi. I'm not that Shotzi needs it, but to like lead Shotzi and Raquel and Liv Morgan,
well, see,
and Xia Li and everybody else that's on this roster.
And that's the thing, is I remember loving Charlotte and Shotzi's styles together because they're so contradictory.
Yeah.
So those matches were fun. Yeah, her and Raquel have gone at it, have they not?
Yeah, but they have so much more to do.
Yeah.
To figure out while they wrestle.
I don't know, Liv fans. The last time Liv and Charlotte interacted, she just like bullied her out of the company for a little bit. She sent her on a vacation to like discover who she was, which
that was five discoveries ago.
I don't know. I'm not holding out hope for any like good Liv rivalry or one that's going to be, you know, satisfactory for Liv fans. So
she was the name a minute earlier. So I'm definitely not saying that she can, but I'm saying if anyone can do it, that's not Sasha or Bayley, it's going to be Charlotte.
I don't know who else you'd bring over to SmackDown, but I think Toxic Attraction just needs to be here already. Them and Indy, let's go.
Yeah, Indy's still going to do more stuff in NXT for a while. I know.
Fine,
she's
then. Be Alba.
I wish.
No, she's going to be stuck with Isla Dawn for right now. I
wish. But Piper confirmed that she was sick.
Yeah.
So we don't know when we're going to get her back. But hopefully soon, now that she confirmed it and she's willing to able to speak about it.
True, true. Trying to think of who else. Zoe Stark, I feel, would add so much. Yeah, I think so.
And she can take falls against these.
Wherever she is, I know she's roster. Yeah, like she's very helpful to whichever division, but yeah. I think NXT could sacrifice her.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Bring up Tiffany. I think she's injured too. Yeah. No, there's a lot of good women.
Yeah, NXT has enough right now. They don't need enough people to showcase. They can lose one or two people. And I think Zoe is a perfect one to do it.
Zoe and Wendy.
Who lose to Nikita if they didn't already do that match. And then she can come up.
That's what I want to bring up Wendy too, because just one of the cool things about her, we've been able to see her change characters drastically in NXT. And I would love to see her go up to the main roster, completely ditch the pajama stuff and see like what she does next.
I hope she is a completely different character.
Yeah. But like still a character.
A lot of NXT people, because NXT is such a character-y show. Like, yeah. Such a caricature of characters on that show. I really hope most of the people that come up going forward are like either toned back versions or just completely different.
Well, again, Kiana James is another one I think needs to kind of break out into. She needs to be like that top Nikki Bella girl.
But she needs to get, she needs to stay there. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She's good for that division.
Just saying, like, even in NXT, start doing it now, because I that's like what I see for her.
And Gloria Shawn Michaels booking, he just made her eat a pin to what's her face?
Yeah, Fartwheel. True. Fartwheel. Maybe we'll finally get Ginny over.
I really hope not.
Whatever. I like Ginny. She's cool.
A lot of people do. I just personally am not a fan.
I wonder what Miko's doing right now. I mean, just like, not the whole time, but you know, just maybe that's what they should do. They should have like visiting women on SmackDown until they like figure out where they want their stories to be. Yeah. Just have like these types of cool invitationals, and then you can have all like the your UK people.
It's rotating roster spot.
Speaking of NXT, UK, Xia Brookside showed up in Japan.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's part of a little faction now.
That ghost is your problem now, Japan.
Yeah, last we checked, Xia Brookside never got her soul back. She is still a forever ghost after she was murdered by Jazzy Gabbert. Oh, we haven't seen her in a very long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was the one that killed Xia Brookside in NXT UK. So she's a ghost. Okay, I don't know if there's anything else we need to touch on. I think we covered like the big spots here, and hopefully this was a good enough recap of I would say like major news this week. So if not, we'll deal with it and go watch some more women's wrestling.
I'm so tired.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.